Hello.
Hi, hello. My name is Oscar from Opinion Research. Is this Javier?
Yes.
Hi, Javier. Yes. I'm calling on behalf of the client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. So I'd like to ask a few questions concerning the problems facing our community and the nation. You have a few minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you real quickly. Basically, you are registered to vote, correct?
Yep.
Okay, and you're, I'm sorry, let me make sure I'm speaking. Javier Miranda Martinez.
Yes, sir.
Okay. To start off, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
About 3 years.
About 3 years? Okay. And what is your primary branch of trade?
Finisher flooring. We do terrazzo flooring.
Flooring?
Yep.
Like marble finisher?
Yep.
Okay. Now,
you can say that,
Okay. And the last job that you worked on, were you a improver, finisher, apprentice, journey level mechanic, or foreman?
I was finisher.
Finisher. All right. Thank you for that, sir.
Yep.
And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade as finisher?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Of course, approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted to work?
Mm-hmm. When I am out of work, you said?
Right. Would it take you about maybe just a week? Maybe four weeks? Just a week?
Maybe, yeah, just a week.
Okay. Yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors in the last year?
No.
All right. All right. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
All right. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were in the last year?
I think more.
More? All right.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for that answer here. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number since the past year?
About the same.
About the same. All right. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Yes.
There are? Okay, thank you for that answer. And yes or no, do you think about the jobs on which you work in the past 12 months? Was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
Excuse me, say it again.
Yeah, in the thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union or any of them?
Yeah.
There was, okay. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union, you yourself?
No.
Thinking about the last job on which you worked on, do you know whether it was funded primarily through the federal government, privately through the state or local government?
Federal.
Federal government, okay. And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think there will be less unemployment than now? Maybe it's still about the same? Or maybe more unemployment than now?
I think less.
Less, okay. All right. And now looking at your family's economic situation, and do you believe that in the last 2 to 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
Oh, get better.
Let's hope. Now, switching gears here, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Unsafe power tools, cars, careless people on the job, language problems, heat or cold, falling objects, fall risks, COVID-19, dust or air quality, or no real safety concerns?
No real safety concerns.
And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No, sir.
Okay. And for the following, just tell me yes or no. Have you participated in any of the past activities in the past 12 months? Political canvassing?
No.
Union organizing?
No.
Okay. And picketing?
No. No.
No? Okay. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Would you say regularly, occasionally, or hardly ever?
Occasionally.
Okay. And changing the subject here, I want you to tell me, what source of information do you get your news from? Would you say cable news, internet, social media, friends and neighbors, radio, local TV, print, maybe online newspaper?
Social media.
After that one, where would you be the second choice?
Online news.
Online, okay, online. After that one, cable news, friends or neighbors, radio or local TV or news programming?
Maybe local TV.
Local TV. And then after that one, cable news, friends or neighbors or radio?
Cable.
Cable. And then the last one, would you say friends and neighbors or radio?
Neighbors.
Neighbors. All right. Thank you very much for your answers. Thank you for participating. We're almost done, okay? Thank you very much for holding on there. Really, honestly, thank you. Now, which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Foreign policy, jobs, economy, the support for labor unions, immigration, healthcare, education, the environment, or maybe something else?
Jobs, I think.
Jobs, okay. Now, as you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything at all about Davis-Bacon Act?
Mm-mm, nope.
Nothing at all. Okay, thank you. Now then,
nope.
As you may know, I don't know if you know, but the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Will you say it is not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that the federal elected officials support it?
It's important.
Important, okay. Somewhat, maybe, or very?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Now, generally speaking, yep. Do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act? Which are these, Democratic Party, Republican Party, or both?
Both.
Both, okay. And we're almost done. Thank you. We're at actually the 70%. As you may know, the United Work Auto Workers, also known as UAW, are currently on site against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in the dispute, the United Auto Workers or the GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
The first one.
United Auto Workers, okay. Now, for the following,
yes.
Just tell me, how strongly you approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove strongly, or neither approve or disapprove. How Joe Biden has done his job as president, his job as president overall. Would you strongly approve, somewhat approve, disapprove somewhat, disapprove strongly, or neither approve?
Somewhat approve.
Foreign affairs, how's he handling that? Do you think you strongly approve on that? Somewhat disapprove, somewhat strongly approve, or strongly disapprove?
The same. Say,
the same, okay. Somewhat, yeah, that's somewhat approved. Healthcare?
Somewhat approved.
The economy?
The same.
And support for labor unions?
Yes, the same.
Same, all right. And immigration?
Can you say that again? Say it again.
Would you say you strongly approve, somewhat approve, disapprove, somewhat disapprove, strongly, or neither approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
All right. And now then, do you approve or disapprove on the way Congress is handling in his job? Strongly, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Are you registered to vote? You already said yes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know it's a long ways off. What are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024 elections? You would say you almost certainly that you will vote, probably vote, or 50-50 chance?
50-50.
Okay. And if the election for presidents were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
I prefer not to say it.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Now, yes or no, mm-hmm. Do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety? Yes or no?
Yes.
And turning back to back, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Is it excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
And how could the union best improve its representation and service? Could you describe something?
Not now.
You don't have, okay, not now. All right, no problem here. But thank you for your opinion, okay? Now then, okay. What do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on?
I think the wages, retirement funds or something like that, I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's perfect. Retirement funds. All right, great. Awesome. Thank you for your opinion here, okay? And what is your preference way to receive information from your union? Email, text messages, job site, mail, union meetings?
Mail, please.
Mail. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Four or more times a year? A couple of times a year? Once a year or hardly ever?
Maybe three times a year.
All right. I would like to ask you a few questions statistically for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Democrat.
Okay. And would you call yourself a strong or not a very strong Democrat?
Not a very strong.
Okay. And just to make sure we are representative, we have a representative sample. What is your race? White, Caucasian, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian American, Pacific Islander, or Native American?
Hispanic, Latino.
And finally here, your first name is Javier?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much for conducting our survey. I want to honestly thank you for your participation. Your opinion is basically for research purposes only, okay? And I really want to thank you for your participation and investing time with us tonight. You have yourself a good evening here, Javier, okay?
All right, you too. Take care.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Bye-bye. Say what? Can I get a woo woo?